Let's track out through the other potential side effects, and one that we become very sensitive to in terms of hormonal therapy, particularly tamoxifen, are hot flashes, vasomotor symptoms. What do we see with AIs, and how does that compare to tamoxifen?
That's fairly similar, which was sort of frustrating. One was hoping that you would actually see less because tamoxifen has agonist activity. But when you look at the large trials, the reported incidents seem to be in the same order. It seems to be more prevalent among women who have just become postmenopausal. Now, whether or not there's some other reason for sensitivity to hormonal fluxes at that age group, but you don't really see as much as the woman gets older. So women in her late 60s or 70s, you're less apt to see it.
So if this woman at the age of 60 had gone through a lot of vasomotor symptoms when she went through menopause at age 52, but now kind of, you know, has never had to take any hormone therapy and now really has very little, what would you tell her to expect in terms of the likelihood that all of a sudden this is starting to be a huge problem?
She may have it, and then the question again is quality of life issues.
What likelihood would there be that she's going to have that kind of a problem in your experience?
I would suspect at age 60 that she has still a significant amount. Percentage-wise, I have not looked at this. I can't tell you, except that there is some growing literature. The older you are, the less you're apt to have it.
Now, one of the other issues that we become sensitive to in terms of hormonal therapy from tamoxifen is endometrial cancer. What about the aromatase inhibitors and the endometrium?
The mechanism of action of aromatase inhibitors is totally different than tamoxifen. And tamoxifen binds to the estrogen receptor, actually binds to both the two isoforms called alpha and beta, and has agonist activity in the uterus. So it acts like an estrogen. In contrast, what one's doing with an aromatase inhibitor by driving the estrogen levels to virtually zero is taking away any agonist activity. So the uterus is not a problem.
What about the issue of thrombosis? Deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolus. Again, we've gotten concerned. We're aware of that from tamoxifen. What about the aromatase inhibitors?
That's less so. There may be an intrinsic background among patients who have had cancer and also as we get older, but the levels are much lower on aromatase inhibitors.